This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America, one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate he made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Are you looking for more than just a job, more than a career? Maybe a true mission where you can help families every day and help provide a great future for your own family? Let me tell you about Grace Advisors. Grace Advisors is on a mission to help serve and protect families. They're Christians working with Christians to help prepare them against events in life that can be catastrophic. They don't offer get-rich opportunities with huge risk. They offer sound, safe, and sensible planning for retirement, college planning, tax and estate planning, legacy gifting, and much more. If you work in the life insurance or financial services industry and are looking for an opportunity to provide a great future for your family while working with families who value the same core beliefs that you do, then you need to talk with Grace Advisors. They'll provide you free qualified leads and give you sales support with a complete back office to provide case assistance, appointment setting, administration assistance, and more. If you are ready to help families, not to sell them, go to ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. That's ChristiansHelpingChristians.net. Or call 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. That's 800-625-8519. Grace Advisors. It's not a new career. It's a new mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Coming up before we're done today, Governor Mike Huckabee stopping by to weigh in on the extraneous, crazy atmosphere in Washington, D.C. when Dems eat their own. Joe Borelli of the New York City Council calling on the NYPD to make some changes. Kayleigh McEnany from the campaign trail. And in the green room, Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
This is a manufactured crisis because the cruelty is manufactured.
In Texas, we've added 500 state troopers to the border. We're spending about $500 million a year just from our tax dollars to help support the federal government securing this border. And I'm sick and tired of the Democrats and AOC lying about this, calling it a manufactured crisis.
Yeah, not only calling it a manufactured crisis, but then refusing to allocate federal dollars to help solve the problem. Remember, just friend, Kevin McCullough, welcome to Friday. Got a lot to get to in the next little bit. But just remember, every time AOC talks about how the administration is not doing anything to address the crisis, how she's whatever she's witnessed is the worst thing she's ever seen in her entire life, even if she didn't actually see it and if she made it up sometimes. Just remember that in all of the rhetoric that she puts forward, she's not been willing to cast a single vote to allocate government dollars to go help the people that are coming across. So I think it was with a little bit of that hypocrisy that my next guest got fired up about when he was on Harris Faulkner earlier this afternoon and now joins us live from the great state of Texas. He's the lieutenant governor for that state, Dan Patrick, and he's seen this problem up close for a long time. Governor, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Kevin, happy to be with you, and God bless you for having to put up with AOC being in the New York area. I cannot believe anyone in New York, as liberal as New York can be at times, elected this lady. She is incompetent. She doesn't tell the truth. She just reminds me of someone you meet on the street corner who's full of opinions with nothing to back it up and attacks everyone and is angry at everyone. And I'm just tired of it. I'm just tired of her. I think the Democrats are getting pretty much tired of her. She's dangerous to America, and she's dangerous to these young people who are being brought into sex trafficking in America, and she wants to turn a blind eye to it.
Well, I want to get to that because that was what really kind of stoked your fire this afternoon. And you put it in a term that I had not seen anybody in media say as of yet, and that is that she is dangerous for all involved. But I also was very, very impressed with the level of detail that the state of Texas, at least, has gone to try to with a government that's not allocating dollars and with the resources being spread as thin as they are, what you guys have actually decided to do as a state and ask the state taxpayers of Texas to do on behalf of the entire country is rather remarkable. So talk to us about what you're doing as a state to address the crisis that is literally exploding before our eyes.
Well, I was in the Senate for 8 years, and I ran for lieutenant governor in 2013, elected in 14. And part of my campaign was that I would allocate $800 million. We do a two-year budget, $800 million, $400 million a year on border security, because that was the number that the head of our Department of Public Safety, which are our state troopers, that's the number I was given that we needed. And that number paid to increase the workday, Kevin, of our state troopers from 8 to 10 hours a day. That money was for aircraft. We have some of the most sophisticated aircraft in the air patrolling the border. The federal government doesn't. It's our planes. We have boats on the water. We have a fleet of boats with 50 cal machine guns on it. We do. The federal government doesn't. That's just a bunch of little dinghies out there on the water. We've installed over 5,000 cameras along the border so we can detect people who are crossing. We've added up to 500 state troopers on the border, a Texas Ranger company. We are all in, and we were doing this before Trump was elected president, because we had to do it against the Obama administration, but we stand side by side with Donald Trump. We're all in with the president, and he's right on this barrier. That's what we need. So this is what Texas is doing, and we shouldn't have to be spending this money, but, you know, as always, Texas will stand up and do what's right.
Well, and to the truth is, you were a state that was your own country at one point, so you've had to have that kind of can-do spirit a little bit more. A lot of my listeners don't know this, native Texan here, so I've been in the New York area for about 18 years, so people are a little surprised still when they hear that, but it's always been part of the heritage of who Texans are. But let's talk about these four that were before Congress today, because they supposedly went to the McAllen Detention Center. They supposedly looked at things. I was very befuddled at how a group of evangelical Hispanic ministers followed them just a matter of minutes later and said, wait a minute, everything they said they saw in there, we didn't see any of that. But they were demanding before Congress today to be sworn in, to be taken seriously. And then they said things like, you know, if we call these people illegal, that's degrading. AOC said that this manufactured crisis is because of the cruelty that's being manufactured by the U.S. Position on all of this. Your reaction to these four people being treated as expert witnesses before Congress today?
Well, they're just flat out idiots, you know, and you know, you can put up with an idiot if they're not in a position of power. But when you're an idiot and you're in a position of power, you're dangerous. And these people are dangerous. They are misleading the country. The mainstream media falls for it. It gets reprinted. And they're just creating chaos instead of trying to help us solve this problem. Look, here are some numbers for you, Kevin, and for your New York audience. First of all, we used to apprehend, on average, along the border, and this is from San Diego to Brownsville, so from California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas. And in Texas, we have 1,200 of the 1,900 miles on the border with Mexico, and, right. and about 65% of all people that cross illegally or ask for asylum come into Texas. So when I give you a number, Texas handles 65% of that. So we had been apprehending a U.S. Border Patrol about 450,000 people per year, pretty much year in, year out. The numbers were way up about 15 years ago, but they'd leveled out. And now this year we're projecting at 1 million more that we're going to apprehend. So we're up three times what we've been apprehending. The other thing that's changed, Kevin, is it used to be pretty much single males between 16 and 25, right. and now it's 65% are family units. And I say family, and I use that term loosely. We don't know who these people are, Kevin. I got a report today, and I have to verify it. I got a report today that in our Del Rio sector, some South American kids are showing up with Haitian parents. How does that work? But we have very suspicious adult males coming in with children. They claim to be their guardian, their uncle. We just can't. And this is what ticks me off about AOC. She says she's worried about these families and these children. She should be worried about what would happen to these kids if we just say, oh, yeah, come on in with uncle, you know, with uncle whomever. We don't know if he's going to put them into sex trafficking. We don't know that. And so we have to do the background checks on these kids, just like we would do in foster care now. We don't just turn American kids out to anyone that claims them or just put them into a home without doing a background check. We want to check these adults. Are they sex offenders? Do they have a criminal record? Well, where are they going? What families are they going to? This takes time. People say, why are you holding them? What do you want to do, just turn them out in the street, put them on a street corner?
Well, isn't it kind of ironic that Schumer and Pelosi and even AOC want to take a pound and a half of flesh out of Alexander Ocasio's backside because he actually right. put a sex offender in prison, but they don't seem to be the least bit concerned about the provable sex trafficking that is happening within the numbers of people that are coming across the southern border. You know, the president got a bad rap when he said that there were rapists and child molesters coming across the southern border, but he was telling the truth on that very first day from the very first moment that he addressed this issue. This has been happening, and it is up to the Americans to have to stop it because Mexico has not been able to.
Yeah, Kevin, I've been like you're on Fox often, and I've been on, you know, for years, and I've been talking about this from the time I got into the Senate and really started understanding it, going down to the border over 15 years ago. And from over about a 10-year period from 2011, 2009 up to present time, we've arrested over 200,000 illegal immigrants with criminal charges. And those criminal charges total up nearly 500,000 crimes. And that includes kidnapping, murder, sexual assaults, drug assaults, gun charges. That's just in Texas. We estimate we have over 100,000 illegal gang members here.
Governor, we're out of time. You're doing everything you can. The nation owes Texas a debt of gratitude. Keep fighting it.
Real crisis, Kevin.
And we'll get you back real soon. Kevin McCullough Radio.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, friends. If you're feeling run down and maybe you're kind of just during the summer, I know how it feels, but friends, if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables that you need, that's part of the reason. Did you know that when fruits and vegetables, specifically in combinations with each other, specifically with 31 specific fruits and vegetables working with each other, when they take root in your body, they explode with energy that is actually the capturing of light that is then released within your system, and it is an amazing thing to watch what happens. But if you're not eating those fruits and vegetables, that captured energy never never becomes a part of your reality. And that's why Dr. Douglas Howard introduced Balance of Nature these many years ago. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're just fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules, 100% whole food plants, fruits, veggies. It's all there. And an average daily dose gives you 10 servings of the 31 specific fruits and veggies that your body most needs. Once you start taking them, you're going to be convinced. In fact, I had this like little sniffer trying to come on a couple of weeks ago. I upped my dosage. I got over it in one day. My lovely bride, a couple of days later, started getting the sniffs, allergies and so forth. She didn't take them. She's still fighting it now. That's the problem. See, I take them. So this is how I stay healthy. For a limited time, get 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature and get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free week's supply included. 800-246-8751 to get that now. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648. 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Who better to keep an eye on the swamp? Take a Harvard law grad and someone who knows the media underbelly like the back of her hand. National Press Secretary for the Donald J. Trump 2020 presidential campaign, Kayleigh McEnany, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
That is Labor Secretary Mr. Acosta, who we now know will be stepping down in a week. And it's really sad. I keep reading media reports. I'm looking at a Fox News piece of copy right now over his past involvement in a highly controversial deal. Like, I thought that Mr. Acosta's explanation yesterday was quite astute. Now, I also don't think that that changes the political reality that he has become a very unwelcomed target at the administration that the insane media is just going to never be able to give up. But I do find it pathetic that the current media environment is making Mr. Acosta out to be a bigger problem than Epstein. Someone who may or may not disagree with that, I have a feeling I know where she comes down on it, is Kayleigh McEnany, spokesperson for the Trump 2020 campaign. And Kayleigh, it's good to have you back. Is Alex Acosta getting a raw deal here by nearly everybody in the country except the president and the people that are willing to believe the truth?
Oh, absolutely. He's getting a raw deal. I mean, to put this into context, state prosecutors in Florida were looking into Epstein many years ago. So, too, is the Palm Beach County DA. Neither were going to put up a charge that would put him in jail or give any restitution to the victim. But it was, in fact, Alex Acosta, whose office down in Miami got restitution for the victim, did secure jail time in a plea agreement. And he's being criticized now in hindsight many, many years later. But at the time, you know, this was the strictest option available and not rolling the dice in the court of law. So for him, this is a raw deal. But the president, as he said he could stay. It was Mr. Acosta who decided to step aside and make way to talk more about the economy.
Well, and that's the point, right, Kaylee? Because the media is insane. They're biased. They're one-sided. They are filled with people that will report things that aren't true as true. And so what they will do is they will obsess about how this, in their narrative, and I'm not putting these words as fact, this is what the media says, that this enabler to this pedophile is in the administration, when it's actually the opposite of that. He was the only one trying to stop the pedophile when everybody else wasn't. But because of the nature of the 24-hour news cycle and the 24-hour-a-day news channels, if he stays in the administration, then it just becomes a massive distraction. And the president really does need to not just, you know, harp on how good the economy's doing, but also on all the ways he's keeping us safe from Iran to North Korea and everything in between. Got a big China deal in the works, hopefully still going to happen. I mean, there's a lot that we can't have the focus be taken off of right now.
That's right. You know, we do need to be focusing on the Trump accomplishments in the media. They're just obsessive and incessant in their coverage, and this Acosta story, they weren't going to let up. It's funny, they forget about, you know, the governor of Virginia who wore blackface, who advocated for infanticide. You don't hear much about him these days, do you? He's still sitting in office.
Kaylee, sticking to apples, though, why aren't we doing 24-hour wall-to-wall coverage of the 26 flights that former President Bill Clinton took on Epstein's jet, and camping out at his doorway, asking him what he was doing there and why he took those trips and what they were all about, especially the ones that were without Secret Service that have now been documented, you know, in contrast to his public statements?
Yeah, that's right. You barely hear a peep about this. And this is so well known. I brought it up on CNN back in the 2016 election to no avail. No one was interested in responding to that or covering it. You're right. They treat that as if it's some conspiracy theory when, in fact, it's not. We know Bill Clinton was on these flights, and he has to answer for that. But he won't be held to account and won't have to answer if the media doesn't put the pressure on him, which we know they will not.
Yeah, no, it's just pathetic. Hey, let's deal with the president's other kind of big thing in the last 24 hours, and that is census goes out as planned. The question won't be included, but he has the executive action option. And I've been asking on Twitter for over a week. I haven't gotten one legitimate response that has been able to explain to me what is immoral about us asking the people that are living here if they are in fact citizens or not, particularly as it pertains to understanding how our population has changed over the last 10 years since the last census was taken. Kaylee, no one has an answer to that. So I don't even know why we had to take it off. I don't know what Justice Roberts was thinking in saying that the rationale was bad, but he's going to take this executive action. Do we have any idea of how or when or what he hopes to accomplish with it?
Yeah, what a disappointment from Justice Roberts there yet again. You know, basically, this will allow the president to aggregate information from the agencies and figure out who is in the country illegally based on existing data. It was really the only option because of that bad ruling from John Roberts. There was no way to litigate this in court and get the census done in time. So, you know, this was the only option for the president. But once again, the president doesn't back down. He says, I'm going to get this information one way or another. We'll see how that pans out. Of course, the moment the president goes about this, it's going to be challenged in a court of law. And I'm sure they'll find some liberal federal judge somewhere who wants to be a legislator who's willing to strike it down. That's just the way this tends to operate these days.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kaylee McEnany, who's with the Trump 2020 campaign. Prior to that, she was with the GOP. Prior to that, a contributor to CNN and Fox News and other cable outlets. And, of course, one of the very clear thinkers that has been part of Kevin McCullough Radio for a very long time. Let's talk about Joe Biden for a second, Kaylee. What does the following mean? I respect no borders and cannot be contained by walls. If we give President Trump four more years, we'll have difficulty, if ever, being able to recover America's standing in the world and our capacity to bring nations together, which is desperately needed. I think it'd be catastrophic to our national security and to our future. We can't let it happen. It's catastrophic to our national security to have no borders and not be contained by. I mean, to have a border and to have a wall is catastrophic to our national security. How does that work?
It doesn't work. He says, I respect no borders. And it's funny, we here at the Trump campaign put out a poll as to what exactly I respect no borders means. Is it support for open borders, or does he not respect people's personal space, or does he just have no idea what he's talking about? So those are the options. Take the poll.
Can I take D, all of the above?
Yeah, you can take that one.
Okay. Hey, Kaylee McEnany, thanks for your insight and for clarification, particularly on these issues today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kevin McCullough Radio, yet to come. Well, there's a lot more breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. It's Kevin McCullough for a Friday. Don't go away. Hi, friends. If you're feeling run down and maybe you're kind of just during the summer, I know how it feels. But friends, if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables that you need, that's part of the reason. Did you know that when fruits and vegetables, specifically in combinations with each other, specifically with 31 specific fruits and vegetables working with each other, when they take root in your body, they explode with energy that is actually the capturing of light that is then released within your system. And it is an amazing thing to watch what happens. But if you're not eating those fruits and vegetables, that captured energy never becomes a part of your reality. And that's why Dr. Douglas Howard introduced Balance of Nature these many years ago. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're just fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules, 100% whole food plants, fruits, veggies. It's all there. And an average daily dose gives you 10 servings of the 31 specific fruits and veggies that your body most needs. Once you start taking them, you're going to be convinced. In fact, I had this like little sniffer trying to come on a couple of weeks ago. I upped my dosage. I got over it in one day. My lovely bride, a couple of days later, started getting the sniffs, allergies and so forth. She didn't take them. She's still fighting it now. That's the problem. See, I take them. So this is how I stay healthy. For a limited time, get 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature and get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free week's supply included. 800-246-8751 to get that now. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my discount code, KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648. 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
Decision 2020. America at the crossroads. Freedom versus socialism. American values versus global elitism. The presidential election that will define our nation for decades to come. Exclusive coverage now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And it's one of the reasons, friends, why you cannot turn the radio off before we are off the air on Fridays. You can't start your weekend until you've gotten through all the breaking news on Friday afternoon. And there's plenty more where we've been already. Thank you to the big exclusive at the top of the show. But let's get back to stuff that is in the I've got a long list of things to talk about with Joe Borelli, who is the current 2019 candidate for public advocate. Some people say he'd make a good senator from the state of New York. Some people say he'd make a good congressman. Some people say he'd be a good governor someday. Who knows what he'll be? But Joe Borelli, always a pleasure to have you with us at Kevin McCullough Radio. Thanks for being here.
I'm just trying to be a good father and friend, my dear friend Kevin. That's all I'm trying to be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the fireworks on Capitol Hill. AOC getting bitten back at today by people that actually have dealt with racist issues in their lives when she labeled the aforementioned the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, as a racist. What's happening with the New York delegation that you've been following so far?
Well, I mean, first of all, when Rashida Tlaib actually pushes back against AOC, the proverbial poop has finally hit the fan, where we are in a new level, a new era, a new dawn of craziness. I mean, you know, and let's be objective, Kevin. The Democratic Conference in the House of Representatives has some tremendous civil rights leaders amongst their membership, and we should not ever take that away from them. And to call the speaker and the rest of the conference racist, and how they're picking on her because she's a woman is just a woman of color is beyond. It's not. It doesn't even pass the sniff test. It doesn't pass the serious test.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to ever defend Nancy Pelosi, but Nancy Pelosi is a serious person. AOC is not. She's a joke. She's a clown. She's a caricature. She's actually becoming a parody of what people think AOC is. I mean, she's just saying nonsense week after week after week. She actually just did an interview with Manu Raju from CNN. I just caught her on the TV, where she's in the hallway of Congress, basically, complaining that Nancy Pelosi gets too much media attention as the speaker. I mean, this is someone who is covered nonstop. She's the only freshman member of Congress who's covered nonstop, gets a bully pulpit to say whatever she wants. And she's actually complaining that the third most powerful person in the United States of America is getting too much press coverage. I mean, this, Kevin, I don't know where it ends for AOC, but I really hope some friend in the Democratic Party can right their ship, not just easy to say I want to win more seats as a Republican, but someone needs to stop this person.
I do not know if she is reelectable in her district, and that's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, because largely she got by on a sleeper vote. 11,000 votes, I think, total were cast for her, and now she's the second most followed politician on Twitter behind the president. It's just insane. Hey, let me go quickly here, because there's a lot I want to get to you. You issued a pretty stern challenge to the NYPD yesterday as it related to the Epstein case. And now I'm hearing rumors swell that you might break news on Wednesday as well. What's going on from your perspective in terms of what should have happened here in New York as it relates to Jeffrey Epstein?
Look, anytime you have a level 3 sex offender who's living in New York City without being properly monitored, that's a failure of the police department and the state prosecutors and the state corrections department, parole office, et cetera. Where the chips fall is going to be interesting, and we're going to see some news come out Wednesday. But at the end of the day, you know, the NYPD it deserves a little bit of a slap on the wrist because this is a person that they reasonably believed was spending their time in New York City. Not necessarily. Basically, what you have Jeffrey Epstein doing is forum shopping to find the least restrictive environment to register as a level 3 sex offenders, which in his case was his house in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and then pretty much continuing to do what he was probably doing
right.
The whole time.
So he was told he had to register, but he just picked the least punitive place to do that at and then continued business as normal.
Correct. And every year he was smart enough to realize he showed up to whatever the office is in the USVA. registered his annual registry, and that was that. And, you know, we know that with sex offenders, they have the highest rate of recidivism. These are people who don't stop.
Right.
This is not someone stealing some candy.
Joe, we're out of time. I just need to make sure we get this. So there's a piece. You and the New York Post have been working on this. Look for it on Wednesday. Follow Joe on Twitter at Joe Borelli NYC.
Amen. See you soon, Kev.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What do you do for the 2 o'clock lull? You know that one part of the afternoon where you just feel like you're dragging and you need a little pick-me-up, but you don't want to put harmful energy drinks in your body because they're not natural and they have too much caffeine and sugar and carbs in them for you to stay healthy? Well, what if I told you that there's a brand new one out that's loaded up with more absorbable CoQ10 and is caffeine-free, sugar-free, and carb-free? It's good for your joints. It's great for your heart. It'll hydrate you and energize you, or as we like to say, CoQ10ergize. Best of all, I've got a free sample waiting for you right now. All you have to do is go to this website, kmcfree.com. That's kmcfree.com. The first 100 people that go will get a free sample all to their own with free shipping included. kmcfree.com. CoQ10ergy. Hydrate and CoQ10ergize the healthy way.
Hi, friends. If you're feeling run down and maybe you're kind of just during the summer, I know how it feels, but friends, if you're not getting the fruits and vegetables that you need, that's part of the reason. Did you know that when fruits and vegetables, specifically in combinations with each other, specifically with 31 specific fruits and vegetables working with each other, when they take root in your body, they explode with energy that is actually the capturing of light that is then released within your system, and it is an amazing thing to watch what happens. But if you're not eating those fruits and vegetables, that captured energy never becomes a part of your reality. And that's why Dr. Douglas Howard introduced Balance of Nature these many years ago. They're not like ordinary vitamins. They're just fruits and vegetables in vegetarian capsules, 100% whole food plants, fruits, veggies. It's all there. And an average daily dose gives you 10 servings of the 31 specific fruits and veggies that your body most needs. Once you start taking them, you're going to be convinced. In fact, I had this like little sniffer trying to come on a couple of weeks ago. I upped my dosage. I got over it in one day. My lovely bride, a couple days later, started getting the sniffs, allergies and so forth. She didn't take them. She's still fighting it now. That's the problem. See, I take them. So this is how I stay healthy. For a limited time, get 25% plus free shipping off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature and get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free week's supply included. 800-246-8751 to get that now. 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use my discount code, KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648. 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today, getbenefits.info. That's getbenefits.info, getbenefits.info, or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say it all. Always on my road, oh, oh, I'm still New York.
He is one of the longest-serving governors in American history, a two-time presidential candidate, a top-rated Fox News Channel host, and all of it before being known as Sarah's dad. Governor Mike Huckabee, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Cortez.
Mr. Chair, I would like to be sworn in.
I'm sorry?
I would like to be sworn in.
Oh, all right. We usually don't require a swearing in, but you want to be sworn in?
Fine. Yes.
All right.
The 12-year-old who, you know, keeps dancing her way through high school and everywhere else, she's today on Capitol Hill as an expert witness demanding to be sworn in. Usually you don't have to do that if you're a sitting member of Congress. You've already taken an oath to be truthful and honest in what you do there. So Committee Chairman Cummings is a little befuddled by what she's demanding. But, you know, there's a lot of that going around on Capitol Hill these days. Mike Huckabee is my guest, former governor, former two-time presidential candidate, and, of course, the father of the just stepped down press secretary for the Trump administration, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who I understand, Governor, and I got a big apology on this, but she was in our fair city just two nights ago, and my very good friend who actually invited her, Mr. Katsimatidis, realized that his girl who had gone on vacation didn't put me on the list, so I wasn't invited. I didn't get to go to the dinner with Sarah at the 21 Club. And he was so apologetic the next day. He was like, "Kev, I'm so sorry." I said, "No, it's okay." I said, "I've known the governor and Sarah for a long time." I said, "I'm sure it was a fun evening." And evidently, she just knocked everybody's socks off that was in the room. But if she asks, like, why wasn't Kevin there? Like, tell her it wasn't anything personal. I just wasn't invited. So that's how that worked out.
I'm just going to tell her. You don't like her. And yeah, you yeah.
I'm sure. Later. I'm sure. We've got like 7,892 interview requests into the White House from the last 3 years that went unattended. So anyway, let's talk a little bit about this weird stuff on Capitol Hill. Now, my bride, who you've met and is just the love of my life, who actually has a big birthday this weekend. She flips over another one on the calendar, and we're going to try to celebrate that, with her on Sunday. But she sent me this meme last night, and it's a picture of Obama, and the top of it says, "Let that sink in." And this is what it says underneath: "Democrats voted to fine you, the American people, for not buying health insurance, but they want to give it to illegal immigrants for free." And I thought, you know, Nobody's made that comparison. This is a very astute analogy, whoever made that meme. But Governor, come on, what are we doing here?
Well, I think we're showing an irrational sense of government, that the Trump derangement syndrome is so overwhelming with some of these people that when they make these kind of positions known, they don't even realize how ridiculous it makes them sound. And this is a classic example. Another one is that when President Obama in 2010 changed the question on the census and said, no, we're not going to ask about citizenship, the Supreme Court never said he couldn't. It had been done for 200-plus years. 200-plus years. Obama just said, no, we're not going to do it. Trump comes back and does it, and now the Supreme Court and all the Democrats say he can't do that. Well, the question would be, why not? If Obama could do it without the Supreme Court approval and without the Democrats screaming about it, how come this president can't reinstate something that until Obama had been in place for over 200 years?
Doesn't make any sense at all. But that's what we're getting a lot of. I keep using these terminologies around the 2020 election, Governor, and I think that they're really going to stick. I think that the Democrats are running for the presidency of non-America, and the president's wanting to be the president of America for a second term. But it's almost like they're running two different elections completely. And that was really embodied in AOC's visit to the border, where she comes out after just barely sticking her nose in a couple of detention centers and says, oh, it's terrible. It's horrible. It's the worst I've ever seen. They're drinking out of toilets. It's just terrible. And then Sammy Rodriguez and some other Hispanic evangelicals go through the same facilities and come out and go, I don't know what she saw, but that's not what we saw. What we saw was immaculate care for the people that were being overburdened with. And now she's tearing into, congressional representatives on the Hill this morning, saying that this is this is AOC's quote, it's a manufactured crisis because the cruelty here is manufactured.
I mean, that doesn't even make sense. If they're drinking out of toilets, that's not a manufactured crisis. That'd be a pretty serious one. So if it's not a crisis, then I guess she's used to drinking out of a toilet. I don't know. Maybe that's perfectly normal to her. It isn't to me. And if somebody were making me drink out of the toilet, I'd say it's a pretty big deal. Truth is, that isn't happening.
Right.
And deep down knows it. I'll tell you, AOC is the gift that keeps on giving, not just to the Republicans and the president, but to anybody who recognizes that the one thing America cannot handle is another term of Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats running the House of Representatives. I hope people are getting a good belly full of this and they realize that she now is the de facto leader of the Democrat House.
Well, and for the party, for that matter, because you look at their presidential candidates, and that group is in a fissure like you wouldn't believe. And you know who's having the disproportionate impact on all of it is that woman that got elected from the New York area with 11,000 votes. She's got 11,000 votes in her pocket, AOC does, but she's the second most followed politician on Twitter. And I'm really, at times, Governor, I'm concerned that it's because it's easy to just pillory her for everything that she does wrong. But I'm concerned that there may be some degree of not taking her seriously enough on some of our side of the issues, that we've really got to be very smart in terms of how we respond to her just because of the amount of following and outsized influence she's exercising even within her own ranks.
Well, it clearly represents that there are a lot of people who don't dig into the facts. They get their entire news from 280 characters off Twitter,
right,
from people who pretty much twits. And when that happens, you don't have a good representation of what the news is.
God bless you, and I agree with you. So when you look at, I wanted to get to one other question, and I don't know if we have enough time. Can you do it in 280 characters? The loss of Ross Perot this week, Governor, you knew him. Your thoughts?
Well, I lived in Texarkana, where Ross Perot grew up, a very poor kid from the Depression era. He really was a remarkable American and one of the greatest philanthropists in the country. He loved America, whether people agreed with all of his views. He really launched the populist movement that people like me later took many of the points of,
right,
with American workers not getting treated right. And Donald Trump won with it. So I think people underestimate the power of his message. Can't win as an independent. Ross Perot got as close as anybody, but his message resonated with millions of Americans.
Certainly did. All right, what's on the big show this weekend, Gov?
It's going to be terrific. Ben Stein's going to be with us. We'll be talking about what's wrong with socialism. I've got two of my very most favorite musical guests, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. from the Fifth Dimension.
Oh, wow.
I love them. They're going to be there. Rocky LaPorte, comedian, is going to be with us. And then we're going to do a diner dive with country singer Aaron Tippin. We're going to go to a diner and just chow down and talk music and America and a lot of stuff. It's going to be a really terrific show.
That sounds awesome. 8 and 11, Saturday and Sunday night. It's on the DVR, Gov. We got it. We'll see you next Friday as well. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've been given an opportunity to do something really powerful. That is to pick the best priced health insurance your family can afford, and to do so according to your budget. Now, you may be thinking, since Obamacare's penalty was done away with in the mandate, that there's no reason to shop your health insurance concerns. But friends, there are. You're likely paying for coverage you don't need. And how will you know unless you have it evaluated? That's where my friend Petru Amare at GetBenefits.info will come in very handy. Because you won't pay him a dime, but he will check your health insurance coverage and let you know if you can do just as well for less money. Contact him today. GetBenefits.info. That's GetBenefits.info. GetBenefits.info. Or call him at 312-588-9443. That's 312-588-9443.
From executive producer Stephen Curry and Academy Award winner Viola Davis comes the incredible true story of hope and forgiveness in the wake of the Charleston church shooting. Emmanuel.
Some people see the family's forgiveness as submission.
This new documentary examines the healing that emerged out of tragedy.
But that act of forgiving people is the greatest act of love that one could ever experience.
You know, I forgive you, my family forgive you.
Emmanuel, in theaters June 17th and 19th only. Tickets and showtimes at emmanuelmovie.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did you know you can get a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 right now? That is the lowest price they've ever been at on TV or radio. That's only $34.99 per pillow. And again, the lowest price ever. You've never seen this deal anywhere else. Ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, there's no more interrupted sleep, no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. Stays cool all night long, keeps its shape, helps my head stay supported. I have a real problem with that. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's got a 10-year warranty. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Shouldn't you? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. That's the lowest price you've ever seen them at on radio or TV. This offer only available at MyPillow.com or when you call our phone number. 800-506-2648. 800-506-2648. Use the promo code KMC.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. This has never happened before, but and this has been a very good show. I'm so thankful for Governor Huckabee, Joe Borelli, Kayleigh McEnany, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. But when we had the governor on just a little while ago, we went to the commercial break, and he said, hey, can I make just one more point before we get off? And he was so impassioned about what he said, we thought you'd still want to hear this. So this was Governor Patrick during the commercial break earlier in the show.
So I was on Fox last June, a year ago, with Hemmer of the Morning, and I told him that we have over 30 million people here illegally, not 11. And I thought it would be a story that everybody would pick up, but the mainstream media dismissed it. Fox will talk about it, but even their anchors will say 11 million because that's what you hear. We're over 30 million, Kevin, and MIT put out a study. You can find it if you Google it, in September of last year that backed up. It wasn't they backed up me. They did their own report, same numbers. And here's how you get to that number, Kevin. As I said to you, we've apprehended about 450,000 every year for the last 10 years. But, and I didn't say this in your interview, for every one we catch, there's four or five that we don't catch, like any crime. You know, New York police don't catch every person that breaks into a car every night, you know. And so if we were apprehending 450,000, that means at least another 1.5 million we're getting into this country we didn't catch, because we don't catch them all. We don't have enough people down the border. It's too big. So back in 2002, Kevin, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce said we had 10.5 million. Tom Donnelly, who was the president of the U.S. Chamber, said we had 10.5 million in 2004. So if we had 10.5 million in 2004, and this
we
is
got more than 11 now.
Yeah. So if you just add a million a year, if we've been catching, again, documented, 450,000 every year documented on average. That, even take the short side number of that, a million have gotten in over 18 years. That's 18 million plus that 10 is 28 million. And this year alone, we're going to apprehend a million, which means, Kevin, that we're, you know, if we're apprehending a million this year, that means another 3 million may have gotten through. Because where are you from in Texas, by the way?
Well, I grew up west side of Fort Worth.
Okay. Well, you know, down that border, what people don't understand, you know, 1,200 miles, and this is what the cartels who control the border are doing now. They send all these family units to the certain, you know, to the legal crossings, 19 crossings. That's where we have to push all our men and women to take care of these centers, and it leaves, it's like playing football. You know, you've opened up the hole wide for the running back to run right through. So they push the people to the asylum, you know, asking for asylum, and they run all the drugs and all the people that they pay them to bring them over here up the middle. We don't have enough people. I mean, those cameras I talked about, we can only catch about 40% of the people we see. And we've got 5,000 cameras on the border, 5,000. And so they're being monitored 24 hours a day. We see people crossing the border, but we don't have a person every half mile to go get them. I mean, Border Patrol. So this is unbelievable what's happening. I think we're over 10% of the population of America is here illegally.
Wow. That is, Governor, hats off for all that you are doing, and we will definitely have you back. There's lots more to talk about.
All right, sure.
Yeah, there certainly is. And, friends, I'm stunned. I'm stunned by his depth, detail, understanding, and exactly how massive this problem is. We'll live to fight another day, but thanks for everyone for being here. Today, Kevin McCullough Radio. We'll see you next time.